This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Dis 24 minute voor 9. Die man het hy kon nog steeds sy vrou se kos ruik daar wat so prut op die stoof daar in Durban wil, maar nou is hy weer terug in die Vrystaat. Hy verlang, maar ons kan altyd lekker saamgesels. Hallo Johnny Lou.
Hallo my vriend. Ek het weggehardloop vir jou. Ek hoor julle is julle it's a little bit hot in Cape Town today.
Jy het 'n baie goeie en baie slim ding gedoen, hoor. Dis baie warm. Ek is te bang uit die ateljee te stap want daar's nie 'n aircon in ons kantoor nie. Net hier in die ateljee. So ek dink ek gaan die hele dag hier sit.
I know you're strong but stay inside.
Yeah.
I know you're strong but stay inside.
Get some wisdom from you. I'll receive that as good advice, Johnny Low. What have you been up to? Yes, Kaap toe, weer terug Vrystaat toe. Jy is altyd baie besig en jy hoor graag wat die Here vir jou sê. Wat gaan aan daai kant?
Ach, my brother, I'm sitting here with beautiful faces staring back at me.
Hey, hello guys.
It's the team from Vico. They are actually the crèche of Morrison. They're looking after the baby chickens and making sure that everything is clean around the baby chickens.
Wow, what an important job.
Oh, you're talking about importance, my brother. But I had a wonderful weekend in Cape Town. But ek het 'n bietjie weggehardloop vir die hitte. Ek sit hier lekker met 'n baadjie aan. Yeah. Almal het die baadjies aan. Is lekker koel in die Vrystaat.
So now, Johnny, while you're sitting there with them, you get to inspire the group in front of you and you get to inspire us this morning. What's going around and around in your mind for us?
My brother, you know, while we're sitting here, is that the question is all over. Are we equal? The world is pushing for equality. Everybody's pushing for, you know, a normalization or whatever. The question this morning was, are we equal? You know, and then some people say, but we are not equal. We are not equal in gender. We are not equal in race. We are not equal. But as we're sitting here as brothers and talking to one another around an open table, there's no class between us. Mm. There's no race between us. There's no problems between us. There's no politics between us. There's no reason for us to be quiet at one another. Right? There's no interference. There's no influence. And then you actually realize that human beings can get along if there's no interference. Mm. But the moment there's interference, when people come in with their stories and they come and tell you a lot of stories, then they drop their quiet. They drop their anger or their shame or their guilt or their pride. They drop it with you. And then that problem becomes yours. And you're stuck with it for the rest of your life. You know? Mm. There's certain things that I wish never happened. I was a young boy and I met a guy. And he influenced my mind in such a way that I became violent, you see? And that's all got to do with influence. We are not equal because of influence. As we are sitting here, Brady, we are just brothers. We're just the son of another mother, a boy of a father, you see? Mm. We're just workers. We're just builders in South Africa. We're just a tourist traveling through, right? And trying to survive. And we're all equal. The heartache that I face is exactly the same that they face. The fears that I have is exactly the same fears. We are actually very equal. But when we walk out of the door, my brother, then the world kicks in. Then the stories and the influence and the hatred, the things of the world, the the motives of the world kicks in. And then it separates people in class, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And it makes us very unequal. But when we return and we sit in front of God, we are just equal. God doesn't love you more, Brady, than he loves these boys in front of me. He doesn't love me more because I'm now traveling around and doing this work. It's my responsibility. But if we walk out your experience, the fact that you started and finished something, the fact that you are loyal, the fact that you are hardworking and honest, it distinguishes you from other people. But it doesn't distinguish you to be higher than them. It distinguishes you to serve them better. We need better servants.
Yeah.
If we get better servants, my brother, our world will become equal. You know, at the end of the day, Brady, you're just a servant. You serve your wife, your children. You serve the radio station. You serve me at this moment by listening to me. Wow. Sometimes I think you're the only guy that listens to me. You see?
Can't be true.
Yeah, but the moment we realize that in our lives we will only be servants, serving God, serving our communities, our people, serving South Africa with our gifts and our talents, we become equal. We need each other. Mm-hmm. I can't do what these men are doing in front of me. They are youth. They are young. They are energized. I'm getting old, man. I'm turning 54 one of these days, right? So, you know, but I'm sitting with a gym inside my mind, you see? And it's to equalize them, to help them to rise. I'm giving them all of my knowledge. And that's what Jesus did. Yeah. He gave us all of his heart and his knowledge to equalize man, right? He took the fishers that nobody spoke to in those days. Nobody spoke to the fishermen. He made them sons of God. You know? He equalized communities. Jesus is the equalizer. He's the equalizer. There's no other equalizer in the world. Not money, not politics, not gender, not force, no wars. The only equalizer is Jesus. And that's why I'm saying today, go to Jesus so that he can equalize you, you know? That he can bring you up to the standard that he wants you to be. And that he can influence you in the way that you can go and be a better servant. It's my story for today, my brother.
Yeah, I love that, Johnny. You know, we were talking to somebody, to Lizelle, a few minutes before we connected with you, who's a social worker. And the conversation there was the social workers, as anyone who does their job in the communities like they do serving people, it sometimes can be feel very lonely because you're doing so much, but where's everybody else pitching in to help? And this is exactly what you're saying as well now. There's this idea of we need to serve. Oh, we love to receive, Johnny. Oh, we can sit down and say, bring it, serve me. But when the call is on, now it's your turn to get your hands dirty. Not everybody's prepared to run and do what's necessary, even if it's inside their own homes, never mind out in the communities or in the church. So a message for us today to be part of the solution and no longer to be part of the problem. And that starts with having the right mindset and the willingness to serve. So thank you, Johnny.
Yeah. That I don't know if you saw that clip of that army general in America, the Navy guy, that said he's got to make a speech in front of all these Navy guys that he's getting going out. He says, if you want to change the world, start in the morning by making your bed.
Yes.
If you make your bed, right, and you tidy your room, right, you start with order. And that order is what brings quality living to the world. Just make your bed. Just make sure that the place that you slept, the place that you stay, is clean. And then from out of there, everything else starts. you serve your family. If your bed is made, you can serve your family. If your bed is made, you can serve the company that you are in. But sometimes the small things that keeps us above the rest.
That's the voice of Johnny Lowe. Thank you, Johnny. Thanks for the work you're doing there. And to the ones taking care of the nurseries, the baby chicks in the nursery, big up to all of you out there. Johnny, thanks for the work you're doing there. And thanks for sowing into our lives this morning. We appreciate you. Laat het goed gaan. En gesels ons weer.
Okay, my good guy. Bless you. Love you, my brother.
Thanks, Johnny Lowe. Be blessed.
Okay,
bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.